It relates to why I was there. I was shooting a television commercial for Sam Goody. And we're shooting it at the Sam Goody store in the Mall of America, because, of course, that's their flagship store. It's the biggest one or whatever. And so it's like a 3-day shoot. And the second night I'm there, I get a call around midnight in the hotel room. So I pick it up and, Prince has a party over at Paisley Park, which is famously in Minneapolis as well. Says, do you want to come? I'm like, let me think. Yeah. So, okay, well, there's a car downstairs waiting for you. And so I got whisked away to the Purple Palace, and there was a party at the Paisley Park. It's a happening town.
So how was the party? Did you get to meet Prince?
Yeah.
Was he going by the name Prince at the time?
Yeah, no, I think he was going by the name of Prince at the time. You come in, you go through a metal detector, which makes sense. And then there's there's a whole bunch. It's really clean.
Now you know you're going to a real party.
Real party when you go through a metal detector. it was a big room, lit, but dimly lit, but a white room across one side, the nicest buffet I'd seen in a long, long time. And then it was a DJ with like a mobile setup, and he was playing all kinds of Prince tunes you've never heard before in your life. And it's like, there must have been 150 beautiful girls and boys, nothing else, of course. It was kind of funny because Prince was standing over by the speakers near the DJ, and I was talking to a couple of people. I said, oh, I'm going to go over and say hi to him. And this one girl, I kid you not, says, oh, you better not do that, man. You better not. I said, why not? Well, because you're like 6 feet tall and you're white, man. That's two strikes. You don't want to be talking to Prince. Like, fuck you. So I went over, introduced myself, and guy was not, first of all, he's not that small. The stories about him, you think he was an Oompa Loompa, but he was really nice, and he knew what I had done on MTV just the previous week, and he said, oh, and my daughter had been born maybe she's a year old, and he said, anyway, how's your daughter, and he knew what was going on. It was fantastic.
It's a business. Really nice. He's an artist / businessman.
Absolutely.
Why would he be a jerk like this girl thinks? Because obviously he likes to project that image for good reason, because he doesn't want to be bothered by every schmuck in the world.
By her in particular, I think.
Yeah. Right.
and the coolest thing, though, was because the party ends at a certain point. Prince, of course, he only made his appearance, and he was there for a little while, and then he disappeared. And then all of a sudden, his guys come through this room, and they just kind of like flick flashlights on and off, pointed at the floor. And they just walk around, they're clicking their flashlights, and everyone knows, oh, it's time to go. And then within 15 minutes, the whole place was empty.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, so like a slick party.
Very slick party.